guys, motherfuckers.
We're here.
Deep V.
Yep.
We got a special episode today.
We do have a short bus episode.
That is right. Got a good episode lined up. We're going to interview at the end of the show, the Kraken.
The Kraken.
Talked about him on the first episode. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to get to meet this creepy person.
Unfortunately.
Up close and personal. Yeah,
we are.
It's not good.
We're going to be up close.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can get Ebola through the radio, right?
Right. Shout out to morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Go ahead and follow us and listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern.
8 to 9 Eastern.
8 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to interview the Kraken, as I said. We're also going to talk a little bit about, what are we talking about today?
Jerry Sandusky.
That's always good.
I guess it just intertwines with the Kraken.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to the Shy Kids over the week.
We were?
Yeah, they gave us a little shout out.
They did.
They thought that we weren't listening.
I got a half boner.
Guess what?
We were listening.
It's a good podcast. Go ahead and follow Shy Kids. Yep. They're on morelikeradio.com too. Good shit. But back to Deep V.
Deep V.
We're always trying to spice it up and bring something new to our fans. Give them what they want.
Put a little jalapeno in there.
We work hard on this.
We do.
People don't realize how intensely we work.
Yes.
On this podcast.
Correct.
We do a lot.
A lot.
So today, mm-hmm. we're actually bringing in a new team member.
We are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Signed him as a free agent. Max contract.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah. We'll give him that.
Max contract.
DJ Royce DeCapo.
DeCapo.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give him a little something. Say what up to everybody, Royce.
Hey, yo, what up, everybody? This is Royce DeCapo. You know what I'm saying? Coming in with the smooth beats from my boys, Deep V, Mike, and Ski Ray. You know, they killing it on the radio game. So I had to come in and drop a little something on them. And I'm going to be here, you know what I'm saying, until the show is over.
The show is never over. Enough of that, motherfucker. Go ahead and show them what the fuck you here for. Drop that shit. Aw, shit. So what's new going on? What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Kilt Lifter,
mm-hmm.
a Scottish ale from Arizona. Four Peaks.
Okay.
It is delicious.
So
you ready for this? Here we go.
Yep. It was so fizzy.
Right. And this is my fourth one since we've been here. And I've also had four shots. So you're going to slowly see me decline during this episode.
Listen. Yep. They need to know that we're probably taking a cab home after this?
Yeah.
We're not.
I'm driving.
In no way do we fucking condone cab driving. Right. Cab riding.
So expensive.
Be a man.
Yeah.
Even if you're a woman, be a fucking man and get in your truck or car.
Or
hybrid. Even motorcycle.
I have a truck and a hybrid.
Just fucking drive. Figure it out. If you die, that's with honor, because there's lots of shitty ways to die. Like, if you choked on a chicken wing, you're a fuckhead.
Right.
But if you die speeding down the
I-10. Mm-hmm. Flipping the vet.
That's fucking cool.
I like it. Yep.
All right.
How many beers do you drink?
To get drunk?
Sure.
Depends on what I'm drinking. Like, if it's Bud Light Platinum.
Okay.
Which is extremely black of me again.
Sounds like we're going to be drinking Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
Platinum.
So drunk. If I'm trying to get drunk off of Bud Light Platinum, a six pack will get me to where I want to be, to where, like, I perform sexually. Because, you know, sometimes you drink so much to where you think you're performing sexually, but in no way is it good for the woman.
You sound like me 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Basically.
So, like, I'm going to give you a real story here. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the doctor for a physical.
Okay.
And he's sitting down, you know, he's checking my weight and everything.
Where
you
weigh?
What do you hide? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I asked for that, though.
Okay.
Because I'm nice.
Nice.
So he says, have you ever drank 5 beers or 5 alcoholic drinks in one sitting the past month?
Okay.
I, honest to God, thought this was a trick question, a joke.
Nice.
And I started laughing.
Of course.
How many times do you drink 5 or more beers in one sitting in a month?
In a month?
In a month. It was a very high number for me, and I'm very embarrassed.
How many times do I drink 5 or more beers at a time in a month?
It could be alcoholic drinks. That's fine, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
In a month? I'm going to go with
30. Let's say 31 days. Not the February. That's, you know, 28 days.
8 times? 9 times?
8 times or 9 times? That's almost what I said. I said about 13 times in a month.
All right.
Am I an alcoholic?
Are you abusing your wife? I feel like that's a lot of alcohol.
No. Well, we'll get into that a little later.
Nice. He has no idea right now.
Okay.
Paul, I just spilled so much margarita on the floor that I'm so sorry.
Where?
Where? Let's take a quick break.
This is the real.
Shall we we play a game?
How about fantasy football?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game or chess?
No, damn it. It's been 5 months and I want to play fantasy freaking football.
Fine.
You've been waiting for this for months, and it's back.
With the first pick in the 2014 draft,
fantasy football has returned. Join the Tattoos and Touchdowns Fantasy Football where you can compete against Chris and Will as well as other fans of the show. Talk smack and make all the backroom deals you want. There's no cost to join, except maybe your pride if you lose. Let us know if you want to join. Email the show at tattoosandtouchdowns@morelikeradio.com. Message us on Facebook at facebook.com/tattoosandtouchdowns or tweet us at tatsandtds. And don't forget to listen to Tattoos and Touchdowns every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon to find out what you need to know for your draft to start and sit him during the season. Followed by The Sully Show, only on morelikeradio.com.
So, one segment that was very popular.
It was.
From the first.
A lot of emails, besides the Kraken.
Yeah. From the first episode was the weird sponsors.
Yeah, those are the real sponsors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah.
So I decided to go ahead and think of some sponsors for this episode.
Are we doing this again? Okay. Let's go. Let's do this.
This podcast, Deep V, today is brought to you by Sarah Palin's relevance in politics.
What was the daughter's name?
I don't know. She was pregnant and stupid.
Baby Palin. Okay. Baby. We'll call her Baby Palin.
Okay.
What would you? Well, how much would it cost for you to have sex with both of them? I would pay a couple. I'd pay some money to do it. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, why would you?
I'd pay.
Yeah.
I would be doing her a service. Like
no,
she should.
No.
She should be walking out of the room with cash. Like she should give me something. Like you're welcome. I want something from that.
The eight and the change thing, I remember.
Yeah, eight and change, like, you're not getting that anywhere else. You live in Alaska.
No, I don't think the daughter does. The daughter lives in, like, Maricopa.
Whatever, you ungrateful bitch.
I think in general, Maricopa, the shitty part of Arizona. Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding, Maricopa, but seriously, it's shitty. Oh, yeah.
But seriously, it's nobody really likes Maricopa.
It's fucking bad. I live there.
So. I got another sponsor.
Do you?
Do you know who else this podcast is brought to you by?
Who?
Leopard print steering wheel covers. Yeah.
That is in every teenage black woman's car. Correct?
Yeah, it is.
You know, I'll do one.
Okay.
Brought to you by the Mexicans in front of every Home Depot.
Oh.
And driving through Guadalupe.
Yes, a man after my own heart. I actually have something to say about that later.
Do you?
Yeah.
Awesome.
But for starters, do you know what the rest of this podcast is brought to you by?
What?
Aaron Hernandez Life Decisions. You jackass, you were a tight end for a Super Bowl team.
He's murdering people.
You murderer, and you decide, you know what? I make so much money. I want to go shoot someone irrelevant and put the rest of my life in prison.
You know what? I've made so much money, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Just to see what it feels like. I'm going to get another beer. Hold on. Okay,
hey, we're here.
There we go.
So you know what else we got going on? This weekend, I believe the 24th.
This weekend.
Is going to be the first annual fantasy football draft that we have.
That is correct.
Yeah, with our our crew of guys.
Yeah.
Man dudes.
Loose quotations on guys, but that's fine.
What's the name of the fantasy draft?
Sandusky's Basement.
Sandusky's Basement.
Let me just describe this trophy to you. It is a grown man, okay? We're pretending it's Sandusky, correct? Because I don't think he's this muscular.
Okay.
He's ripping his clothes off, okay? And then it's Sandusky's face in the picture, correct?
Sandusky's Basement, where nothing is consensual.
Nothing.
And even if you don't want to play, you're going to play.
You're going to play. That's why you get
so hot. That's
going to
be my next masturbation.
Absolutely.
Keeping it in the bank.
But with that, in all seriousness, though, in naming our fantasy draft.
Correct.
Sandusky's Basement.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's only fair.
Right.
That we talk about Jerry Sandusky.
I can't wait.
Makes sense.
Me likey the Jerry Sandusky.
My three eldest sisters went to Penn State.
Really?
Yep. I was almost going to go there.
You are lucky they're girls. That's the first time that's ever
happened.
Right?
Seriously.
They were going to get raped by Jerry Sandusky.
How about his wife, though?
What about her?
What an asshole she must feel like. Like, what? Like, seriously, like, what type of ancient pussy do you have to have for your husband to prefer boy booty hole?
How bad
over your pussy
is your pachina? Okay, that he's like, you know what? You know what's better than this? 9-year-old butthole.
She thought nothing was out of the ordinary when she saw in her basement a red swirly slide going down and a teeter totter and lots of strawberry milk. She saw Ford padlocks on the door and was like, you know what? My husband really values his privacy.
He's so secretive.
So he had little boys who were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old.
Right.
In the shower.
He was the greatest salesman alive.
Well, we're adults. We're not kids.
Yeah.
In no way are we children.
Debatable.
Okay, fair enough.
You've seen my penis.
I've seen it. I didn't mind it.
I know. It's bigger than average, remember? Let that be known.
As an adult, though, like, what are you doing in your free time?
Besides masturbating.
Clearly. Because that's a given.
Having sex.
Okay.
Pounding bitches, you know what I mean? When I say bitches, I mean bitch.
All right, right. By plural bitches, you mean my redheaded wife and whom I've given vows to January 31.
I did, yep. It has not been a year. We've been together a fulfillion years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm doing in my free time?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm playing Kindergarten Cop. I've got a son.
Okay.
In my free time, when I'm not working or doing this podcast, which actually takes up a lot of my time.
More than you think.
Yeah, I'm spending a lot of time with my son.
Right.
I like it, though, because he...
You're breaking that stereotype. That's what you're doing.
Ah, black guys aren't good dads. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's, you said it. I didn't say that.
Is it crazy to have, like, a little mini-me?
It is. He reminds you of you. Here's what he's a... I'm not the nicest guy.
Right.
I'm a jackass.
You are a fucking asshole.
So rude.
I barely like you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm building a fort in the middle of my living room. Like, right. You remember building forts as a kid?
I
incredible.
Built a week and a half ago.
This one was legit. Like, I fucking had blankets, like, up to the goddamn ceiling fan.
Sure.
Pillows around. Mm-hmm. So, you know, barracudas and stuff couldn't get in.
That sounds like bad building planning right
Right.
There.
No.
It was good?
It was legit.
Okay.
So I'm like, Royce, that's my name of my son. Royce. I'm like, Royce, get into the fort. Hurry up. Come with daddy so the monsters don't get us.
Right.
He's two.
Right. I'm still scared of monsters.
You know what he tells me?
What'd he say?
Daddy, that's not a fort. That's a blanket.
Oh, my God.
What did he think the fort was?
I guess he thought the goddamn fort was just a... blankets fucking crocheted together? I don't know.
Man.
It looked like a goddamn fortress to me. I was excited as a 27-year-old man.
Does he play with iPad or, like, electronics?
Paul, he's two.
Yes. I don't even know the answer to that.
He does open my iPhone. I honestly think that he may or may not be, what's the owner of Apple? Steve?
Steve Jobs died. He was not the owner. That's not how it works.
No.
Steve Jobs died.
I got you.
Yeah, he
did. I'm kidding.
God damn it, Paul.
Oh, shit. Man. So I love my son.
Right.
I mean, he's honestly the greatest thing that may have happened to me in my life.
You have already broke the stereotype, so it doesn't matter. You're good. Yeah.
He does things that I question at times, though. Another thing that he does. I sleep with my shirt off.
Okay.
He sleeps with me. Sometimes he sleeps in his bed next to me, or he sleeps in the bed with me. Yeah. He points at my nipple. Asks me, Dad, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I tell him it's my nipple.
The nip.
He goes,
don't worry about it.
So you have a Baba Daddy?
Are you saying that he Peter Griffin you?
Basically. I say no, Royce. It's my nipple. He says, you have milk in your Baba Daddy?
Oh, you almost spilled that.
I did. I say
no!
I did it. I said, no, Royce. That's my nipple. And he says, you suck your Baba Daddy. Like, you jackass. So clearly the next day I got a membership to the gym.
Right, right, right. He does not have milk in there. I tried. I tried. There's no milk.
Another hobby that I've kind of, we found this together.
Okay, what did we find? We find a lot of things together.
Yeah, in our spare times, things that we like to do. Something that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
Pool.
All right, yeah, yeah, me too.
I like going to pool halls.
I do. Skipping Jans.
I like Skipping Jans. Alien Priest.
Yep, Alien Priest.
Anybody in Arizona, in Tempe in specific, go to Skipping Jans.
You know what? It's not that far from anywhere else. That doesn't matter. Just fucking drive it.
I kind of just like the atmosphere.
I do.
In all honesty, it really does feel like the type of place where you can buy, like, aftermarket birth control pills.
They have that in the bathroom.
Really?
Also, I feel like well, they kind of do. I mean, they have like weird condoms. Oh, like, yeah, I feel they work like with Luke's quotations next to it. I do like being the best one in shape there, though. I'll tell you that.
Everybody there is so weird and fat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I like being the best in shape. Yeah,
I like it though.
Mm-hmm.
It's relaxing. It honestly feels like a place where like a lot of husbands go after work to have beers.
Right.
Before they go abuse their wives.
They absolutely punch bitches.
That was fantastic. And let me make this clear, though. In no way, shape, or form do I condone
right
punching bitches.
Unless it like puts something in like the wrong spot like so many times.
Right.
Right.
So another thing that we do in our free time.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Cornhole.
Right.
Some people call it bags.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. I thought you were going somewhere else. That's fine.
Before you got me into it, because you did fucking make me start to do it.
I did.
Lots of beer.
A lot of beer. I a lot of coaxing. Let's say that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought it was like a white people thing.
It is a white people thing, kind of, right?
Yeah. I mean, like green bean casserole.
Yeah.
Tetherball.
All right.
The show Friends. MASH.
Is Friends a white person thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just as white people-y as New Balance shoes with scrunchy socks.
And lights at the bottom.
Yep. One of our... a dude in our crew... who plays cornhole with us? Who am I about to say?
Lauren?
Brandon. He loves to talk about how good he is at cornhole.
He's so bad.
I hate the way he talks about it.
It's so gay.
Because honestly, I feel like anyone as good as a game called cornhole as he is a racist.
Absolutely.
100%.
There's no question where, like, you're still last in the group. You know what I mean?
In no way does he like black people.
Right. He hates the blacks.
For sure.
Yeah.
If I found out tomorrow that he was looking for the movie 12 Years a Slave in the comedy section, I wouldn't be surprised.
And this is your friend.
Right. He is.
Kind of racist towards you.
Yeah. He's a friend. No, seriously. And seriously. He's
Ray, I worry.
He's a good dude. He's a good racist dude.
But, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence that he does want to be a cop in Missouri.
Right. No, yeah. he's not racist, but he's racist.
He might be.
He doesn't like
black people. He's going to be a cop soon, right?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
He might be. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Another thing. Another thing that I like to do in my free time.
Right.
Bean burritos.
Talking about the big fucking burrito from Del Taco?
Mm-mm. Just bean and cheese burritos.
They are so good.
They're so good. But here's the thing. I've been eating so many recently.
Okay.
That bean burrito is no longer a noun, like a person, place, or thing.
That's not... Okay.
Mm-mm. I'm using bean burrito more as of a verb. Is that an action?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So when someone's like, hey, what are you doing Friday? I'm like, I bean burrito. That's how many bean burritos I eat.
So you're saying you're just shortening it down to like, I bean burrito.
I bean burrito. Okay.
So it just happened in your body.
It's a verb.
Absolutely. There's something about eating a bean burrito that makes me like wanna sit on the couch and watch Univision.
Well, that's very racist, but I like every second of it.
Okay,
I get what you're saying. Because I'm very drunk right now. I'm so drunk. Uh-huh. And there's no way, shape, or form that any human being not drunk, like, hey, let's go to Del Taco. I'm like, let's go to fucking Del Taco and eat a fucking bean burrito.
Hey.
Noise I made.
I know. Simone. No, seriously. The last thing, or I would say one of the last things that bean burritos make me want to do.
What?
Watch Selena.
Selena!
Anything for Selena's. This bumper was ripped off by Selena's.
Another thing that I like to do after I eat bean burritos is take a lawn chair.
Okay.
And bring it to the front yard. Not the back.
It's so racist.
I'm sitting out there with the Corona. Yep. And I've got an extension cord.
Right.
With a George Foreman grill.
Right. The kitchen grill.
Carne asada. Healthy, is it?
You guys need this tinted or no?
Fantastic. But you didn't marry a Mexican.
I did not, no.
You recently... Well,
she's Mexican by injection, if that counts.
Okay, so...
You're welcome.
Yeah. So basically, your semen is Cholula, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cholula hot sauce.
Yes. I don't like how that makes me feel. When you say the semen with hot sauce. I love hot sauce.
Right. But
so good.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Booger sugar?
Little booger sugar.
Nose candy.
Cocaine!
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
So, Ski Ray, honestly, you gotta tell me, what is single life like?
Extreme masturbation.
James Bondish.
Mm-hmm. Lots of Nick at Night reruns.
That doesn't sound James Bondish.
Mm-mm. Also, a lot of pizza. Ample room in the bed. And a lot of back page browsing.
We heard you were good at it.
What can I say?
Back page, that's cool.
Well, hey, I don't know what to tell you. I'm living the dream. Living the dream.
Yeah. Okay. How many fat bitches have you been with? You know, let me change that. How many overweight large women?
Overweight large women?
Yeah.
Are you asking me like if I like large women?
Yeah.
I don't mind them. Wait, are you talking about like sex or like marriage?
No, sex.
Marriage. Oh yeah, fat bitches need love too.
Do they?
100%.
Why?
Because I give it to them.
Yeah, but I want to know why. Like, I mean, is it better?
I giveth and they taketh. What do you want to say?
What type of woman? Like, do you like, what type of woman you want?
I like, exotic looking woman. Like, I like a chick that looks like she may have floated over here on a inner tube.
From where?
I don't know.
Cuba? Anywhere?
Anywhere. If she ran across the border, you know what I mean?
With on no, the inner tube.
With no shoes.
Right.
In a wedding dress. Mm-hmm. And she's 11. When she ran over. Like, not when I liked her.
This sounds very Sandusky.
Right. It did take a hard left turn. What I'm basically saying, though, is, like, I want to live life concerned about immigration.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
sure, sure.
Like she's just that fucking illegal.
Right. Like, yeah. You're like, do I marry her because she gets a green card?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, physically, I've just always been attracted to Hispanic women. Like, they're just so versatile, right? And hard.
You want them, yes, to roll R's.
No, hard. Absolutely.
Right.
I want them to roll R's and be hard working.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You want, like, them to say arriba.
Yes, they can cook.
Okay.
Clean.
Right.
Cut grass.
Mm-hmm.
Fold the laundry.
Clearly.
Suck you off.
Yeah.
Balance the checkbook.
Absolutely.
If it's in Spanish.
Sure.
Rotate and balance your tires.
Yep, big time.
And still find time to make it to her 17th birthday.
The right thing.
No, her 18th. In all seriousness, 18th.
Quinceañera.
Right.
But 16th.
Legally 18th birthday.
It's like 13 there, so it's fine.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, all right,
all right. Have you ever been with a fat chick? Okay, hold on. Skinny challenged women.
Right. I have been with the fat chicks.
Have you?
I've been with one or two. Many. One or too many. Yeah, I was okay. That. Yeah. But wait a minute, wait a minute, wait.
All right.
Define, though, like, define fat. Do we really want to put pounds on love?
We want to put the LBs on the love.
Yes. Okay, well then, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Okay. And I'll be honest with you. It was incredible.
Wait. What was incredible about it?
Okay, I'll tell you.
All right.
It felt like a pepperoni hot pocket fresh out of the microwave.
It sounds hot and cold at the same time.
Mm, crispy, crusty, tender, flaky crust. Have you not seen the goddamn commercial? That's 100% what it feels like.
I have.
It's extremely durable and high in sodium.
Right, 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 right.
Fat chicks give you like different kinds of diseases, like diabetes.
A touch of the sugars.
A little bit. But I've never, outside of sex, I've never, like, dated one.
Like, permanently or, like for, like, a couple weeks? I don't know.
For never. I could never...
Seen in public.
Right.
Right, 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 right. Because I could just never please a fat woman like the McRib sandwich can. And they're only seasonal, so eight months out of the 12 months, they're extremely grumpy.
Yeah, but those 4 months, everybody wants it.
Everybody
wants that piece of yoga mat.
The McRib.
Before I ask you one of the most important questions, I'm gonna open another beer.
Okay.
Kit Lufter.
Nice.
Does the body good.
I like it.
I haven't used a pickup line in a fulfillion years, obviously.
Clearly, you met your goddamn wife in Sunday school when you were 9.
Right. I was like, do you want to share this Capri Sun?
Right.
Or Sunny Delight?
Uh-huh.
What pickup line do you use?
I feel like that's G14 classified.
That's G14 classified?
Am I Men in Black? What do they say? Classified?
It sounds right to me.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't really use pickup lines.
Okay.
I'm just myself.
That's because you pull out 8 and change.
No,
I'm calling your penis for now on. 8 and change. I'm getting you a shirt that says 8 and change.
I'm just myself and I see what happens. And when I say myself, I mean I lie so much. So much lying.
Give me an example.
Okay, I like to tell chicks a lot of times when I meet them that I'm in the Navy.
Okay. Which is so far from a line because I remember the flooded streets.
Because
you can't swim.
In no way can I swim. I like to tell chicks that I'm in the Navy because I tell them that I can't divulge what I do as far as in the Navy because of national security.
That's so hot!
And they're like, fancy, this dude is badass.
This guy said so many big words.
This dude must be a fucking Marine.
Divulge.
But what it does is it gives me time to never call them. And when, like, I'm horny and, like, the 7 chicks that I'd rather have sex with them in front of them are not available, I'm like, hey, just came back from doing Navy stuff.
Just came back from Navying.
Yeah. I'm so done Navying. What are you doing?
Okay, so, like, this is my dealio, okay?
Okay.
I don't want to say dealio again because I'm not from 1982. Like, fucking the Kraken.
In living color.
So, okay. I'm gonna win the lottery one of these days. I'm 97% sure.
I have to check my ticket from Tuesday.
You know what? I have a ticket from Tuesday too. Don't worry about it. All right.
What is today?
Thursday, maybe?
We'll look at the billboard as we
don't worry about it. We didn't fucking win.
Gotcha.
Doesn't matter. Okay. I want you to live by me one of these days.
Okay.
I want you to be married like me. Okay. I want you to be like we can like connect backyards and be like
double date.
Not just double date. I mean like, do you want like? Can you see yourself married? Maybe. Maybe.
I do now. And the only reason I say that is because, like, my player days are over.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Right.
Like, I feel like it's important, though, for everyone to get that out of their system kind of thing.
Okay. Well, if I was in change, my player days would never be over.
My thing is...
Ever.
I just know what I want now.
Okay.
What do I want?
What do you want?
I want my wife. She's going to be one of a couple of things.
Okay.
She's either going to be A.
Okay.
White. Yeah, I want my wife to listen. So she's either going to be white.
Caucasian.
Or a German Shepherd.
So hot. You want your wife to be a dog?
They listen.
They do listen very well.
Right. I've watched the Dog Whisperer so much.
They'll sit in a car and wait.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay, from talking about one dog to the other. Well, we're here with the Kraken. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm the Kraken. I'm originally from Houston, Texas. Currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm a flight attendant.
That is fantastic. You're a fucking flight attendant?
Yes, and I'm not gay, by the way.
Okay. So just so people, our listeners, have an understanding of exactly, like, what you look like, the type of vibe that you give off, I want people to know that, like, you know that creepy feeling that you get when you're walking somewhere and you feel like someone's watching you and you look over your shoulder and nobody's there?
Right,
that is 100% the crack.
That's how I feel right now.
Yeah.
That is how I'm feeling at this moment. And he's sitting right next to me.
Absolutely. He's the person that you envision, like, when you're at home scared and you hear something in your backyard. It is the Kraken that you expect to see when you pull the curtains back. I honestly want to say the term as a child, the boogeyman, came from and derived from you, from people looking under their bed. That was 100% you. You honestly look like you own a van with lots of toys and candy.
So many candy canes.
Well, I do own a van with lots of toys and candy.
You know, I'm going to expand on that one little bit. I want to describe your actual body to everybody. So, like, you're fit, you know, you're physically fit.
Damn right.
Right. But, like, not in, like, the weight room type fit. Like, I can hold women down fit. Like, I'm rape strong. Is that fair? Like, well, your shoulders are so much bigger than everything else.
Michael,
And your upper back, it's just...
Okay, I may be rape strong, but I, for one, would never rape anyone.
Right. Okay. All right.
Let's... Tell us how to develop the physique that you have right now, if not from raping, and you've developed a rape body. I'm curious as to how it became.
Right.
A lot of Adderall and Rockstar.
Okay. That's fair. That, I mean, that would keep you thin, and also, I got you.
But, you know, the downside is with the Adderall, I do crash, and I do get cranky.
Right. But, so, like, I heard with people with Adderall that has, you know, a pretty large brain, and they can handle a lot of stuff. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, I'm...
Is it true, Kraken?
Yes, it's true. I have a... unusually large brain.
No, like, I want you to talk more about this fucking disgusting ass hair sweater fucking thing you've got going on.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me right now?
Skyler.
He's lifting.
I mean,
why would you not shave that?
What's his name? Blessing?
Ski Ray.
Ski Ray. Do you want to feel my hair?
Please, no. Touch his hair. Touch
Please
his stomach.
Touch it.
Oh my God!
Do you want to stick your finger in my belly button?
It
a little
honestly
bit?
Felt like a German Shepherd. Right now. I want to say that's what I'm feeling.
Well,
are you a canine? You're a fucking canine. I thought.
Well, the German Shepherds did descend from me. So
okay. Wesley Snipes not kill this motherfucker in Blade One.
He absolutely did.
Hey, you know what though? The girl I was with today liked the hair.
Okay, all right.
She liked my man hair.
We'll go off that. What is your sexual orientation, Frank?
I'm as straight as they come.
Are you as straight as they come, or are you like borderline? Like, I'm a little squirrely.
Okay, let me. To be honest,
I'm
as straight as they come. Sure. But I do like things getting shoved in my butt every now and then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we can go off that.
You know what I want to know?
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
What is your definition of as straight as they come then? Because things aren't going into my butthole, and I consider myself equally as straight.
Right. But I'm also straight as they come, and I don't want anything near my butthole.
I am straight, but I'm also curious. Not bi-curious. I'm just, you know, I like to expand my sexual horizons. You know, like... What's the movie where that guy got his... That nurse stuck her fingers up that guy's butt, made him come? It was the one... Was that Road Trip?
Road Trip.
Yeah, yep. See? See? That, I mean, you can have... You can have fingers in your butt and not be gay and still like it.
What has been in your ass?
That's
Let's
a
see. Two dildos, a couple chicks' fingers,
you know, we'll
my own finger.
What's the biggest... What's the biggest thing you've had in there?
A dildo.
How big is that dildo? Give me the circumference of the dildo. No, diameter. Give me the diameter.
I'm trying to... This is a while ago.
That's
I can't remember.
Fucking mathy. Just tell me how long it is.
It was probably about 8 inches long.
Okay.
And the tip of it kind of swirled around.
So you're into girth. You're not so much of a long guy.
Right.
You're in it for the pleasure.
I like the pleasure, Scott.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
The Kraken right. definitely likes his pleasure.
That's how is your sex life going?
Well, Mike, what's your name on the show again?
Mike, yeah, that's fine.
Well, Mike, lately things have been going kind of bad for me. Like, I got a... The last few girls I've been with, I couldn't get an erection. And I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm definitely not gay. Like,
right.
I don't find guys attractive.
Right, you're as straight as they come. I remember.
I'm as straight as they come, but... And I don't find guys attractive, but I don't know what the dealio is. Maybe maybe it's my diet, but like...
Hold that thought.
Wait.
I want to make sure that all of our listeners understand that this is 100% true and no...
Right, we're not...
This is true.
Okay,
right.
Continue.
But, you know, like, the last few times I've tried to hook up, you know, I just... Like, nothing's going on down there. Like, but I mean... I hate to say this, but you know, sometimes I get distracted because I'm ADHD, and like even during sex, my mind will kind of wander. That could be part of it. But
is that the excuse you're going with?
But no, Michael.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm actually really not gay. I don't find guys attractive.
Okay.
I mean, a sweaty guy, you know, like you and Blackie. Those don't get me off. You know.
Ski Ray.
Ski Ray.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ski Ray.
Yeah.
Like you and Ski Ray. You know, don't turn me on. Like when Ski Ray had his balls on my head that one time. Like I wasn't aroused by it. Granted,
so
I was
no
drunk.
No way was that homosexual way that I had my balls on.
No. It was okay because I was drunk. You know,
really
it was like when Cartman stuck his penis in Butter's mouth.
No.
I get it. It's fine.
I did it with straight intentions. Just so everyone.
Yes, you know, his intentions were very straight, not crooked at all. Okay. But back to my penis. Okay. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. It's like. Why? Well, help me understand this, though. Like, why can't...
Well, I mean, just the short version, I'm guessing, is because you have a lot of... let's go on to the next one here. Internet history. That's what I'm kind of getting into. If you
Michael,
died today...
Michael, that's deep and dark.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
If you
you're
died...
You're not sure why you were having your issues down there.
Right.
Having the fucking rope dick. So,
what
is it that gets you
literally pushing rope.
You really want to know?
Right. If you died today and we saw your computer, what is on your internet
You would see a lot of S&M stuff.
Okay.
Like I get off on being choked out, dildos in my ass, getting whipped, getting nibbled.
Sounds a little gay.
You know, I like having a ball gag in my mouth.
A ball gag. Yeah. Yes. Tell us about the nibbling.
And nibbling.
Well, I definitely like getting my nipples nibbled on. You know, like.
Ooh.
I think that may be it though. I think I get my sexual pleasure out of all that S&M shit. So I think that vanilla girls maybe just be too boring for me.
Sure. Okay, I get what you're saying. Now, we're saying vanilla as in, like, the color or, like let's do missionary face-to-face, no blinking?
Let's do missionary face-to-face, no blinking.
I got you. Okay.
You know, like, for me, I need that kinky shit to get me off. That's what gets the Kraken going.
I've got a question for you, Kraken.
What's that? Talk to the Kraken.
You absolutely intrigue me. So just in sitting here talking to you, I'm curious because I'm a pretty sexual guy. I like to push the envelope myself.
Mm-hmm.
You slam the fucking envelope like shut, like mail this motherfucker now type thing.
Not only do you lick the envelope, you tape the ends too.
Yeah, yeah. So I want to know, how does it go from like, because I remember growing up as a kid and kind of finding myself sexually, like I jerked it to fucking like Hanes underwear commercials kind of thing. How do you go from jerking it to a Hanes commercial to S&M porn?
Well,
that's a good question.
Ski Ray, I've never jerked it to a Hanes commercial for one.
Okay.
If I didn't have any socks, if I didn't have any socks nearby, I might grab a pair of Hanes and just bust under that. But, but how did I don't know, like regular sex, regular sex just doesn't excite me, I guess. Like I like the whole idea of like if the S&M is like you're tied up, you're blindfolded, you don't know what's going to come next. It's exciting. It's fun.
What if a guy comes next?
I would get pissed. I would.
Would you?
I would say. Like, I would say my safe word to end the session immediately.
Is your safe word penis?
No, I think it's like fruity pebbles or something.
Is that a real safe word?
Because
I think. What is the real safe
word? It's definitely not flugany hivlavavn like it is from Eurostrip.
No, I want to know what the real safe word is.
My real safe word was mercy.
Mercy. Okay, I feel like I would say mercy so fast.
Well, I mean, if I had some big, you know, sweaty dude come in, I would say mercy in a second.
Yeah,
I
tell us about some of the things that happen in these sessions.
Yeah.
Before you get to the point to where you say Fruity Loops or whatever the fuck you've got
mercy.
Going on, what's going on?
Well, Ski Ray, I had my feet and ankles tied to the ground. I had my arms suspended up, and she started spanking me.
Is this the first mercy?
I never said mercy. I was a man and sucked it up.
Where do you find this person? Do you go to Craigslist?
Right.
No, I found it on a dominatrix website.
A dominatrix website?
You
what
know.
Is the craziest thing you've ever done with a man or woman? No judge.
The craziest thing I've
preferably ever... banned.
Right. I remember the cutting story. The cutting story was good.
I don't know if I should say the cutting story though.
We can say the cutting story later on. That's fine.
No, I guess I can say the cutting story. So
these are real.
Oh man, like this one's hard for even the Kraken to say.
Go on.
You know, okay, so I had this girl come to my room one time who I met on a bondage type website.
Of course.
We've all
been there.
Yeah.
So we get there and, you know, she has this like this old like medieval whip she wants to use to whip me with, and mm-hmm. you know, I was like, all right, I'm down with that.
This sounds like a Renaissance festival gone bad.
She
Are you sure you weren't at the ostrich festival?
Well, you know, she was a little on the chunky side, you know.
Okay.
I mean, that kind of explains why I only saw her face in the photo.
Well, I'm saying Renaissance Festival, a large Renaissance woman. Go ahead.
But very nice lady.
Obviously.
So she comes in, whips out the whip.
So nice.
And it was one of those old medieval ones, you know, kind of like you were saying, like a Renaissance type thing. And so she started whipping my back, whipped my ass a little bit. You know, I was getting bright red, so...
You are very, very pale, so that did not take a while.
No,
so,
yeah, okay, yeah, like right, no, right. Yeah. I mean, I was pretty red. So
right.
Then after that, she gives me like a nice hard bare bottom spanking. You know, this is pretty hot.
Did she like over like her legs, like you're?
Yeah.
Like a child, like
yeah, like the old school over the knee.
Okay,
I requested it.
What type of sounds are you making?
So many
spanks. Like, yeah. I want an actual sound. Lean close into the mic and give me one. Like I just smacked your ass.
Well,
for real, don't you lie.
Well, I feel like. I don't really make sound. I sort of just like...
Our listeners feel like all right. They're smashing. Okay.
It's the same noise I make when I got a big poop.
Yeah. You sound extremely...
Hot. Well, I don't want to be like... You know?
Okay.
That's fair. Continue.
And then... I found out she had a knife fetish.
Okay.
How
did you find out? Did she just whip it out and be like, "Surprise, motherfucker"?
Well, she's like, "I've been taking." No, she said that she's been taking these S&M classes and that she didn't
classes.
I guess.
Were you jealous?
I thought it was kind of hot, but yeah. She had a knife with her. She wasn't actually gonna do it. The whole like, it's basically just we take the knife and you just kind of like go up and down their stomach. With it, it's very lightly, very lightly.
Obviously, you need multiple classes for this.
And around the neck area and stuff, and it's sort of like one of those like trust games, I guess is what you could call it. So she wasn't gonna do it.
You gotta be a trusting motherfucker to have a knife with you.
You know the trust game that me and Skyler use. I fall into his hands.
I don't trust a bitch with my cell phone. Let her know.
Hey, you know what?
Damn knife.
You know what?
To my neck.
Of course I trusted her. I met her that day on a BDSM website.
Correct. Okay.
So how could I not trust her?
And she said she took some classes. So.
Yes. So, right. You know, I felt perfectly safe. She ain't going to stab me.
Right.
I did, unfortunately, get a few nicks here and there around the neck area.
Were you able to get an erection? That's what everybody's wondering.
No.
Okay. All right. When did it happen where, like, was it like, the cutting was good, I was solid, I'm like a rock,
well,
and then...
I couldn't get an erection because she actually wasn't that attractive. I mean,
Right, I heard the chunky Renaissance woman. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but she was nice, though.
Okay, so we've established that she's nice. She's nice with a knife, okay? You've got a nice lady with a knife. That's all
she's a, she's a nice lady with a knife.
Where's the penetration going on, and who's right. giving it? Because obviously...
She stuck her finger up my butt and then started rubbing my prostate, but her fingers, nails were kind of long, so
oh,
I never stopped.
Right.
Okay, so...
That sounds
you
terrible.
You were liking that. You were like, this is good.
I was kind of liking it. Her, okay. She had long fingernails. And
like, how long? Like, are we talking like...
Well, not a talon, but I'd say like a good, like...
A talon? Christ.
When the finger went in your butt, were you like, game on. Game on.
Stingray. I was...
all of that.
Ski... What the hell's your name again?
Ski Ray.
Not that hard. This is what I'm talking about, the big brain thing.
Michael, I've been up for a while, all right? Get off my shit.
Fair enough.
So, when I realized that her fingernail was starting to cut the inside of my butthole, that's kind of when I wanted to stop.
Is that a feeling like, that you like actually know? Or like,
well,
or
I was like oh, shit!
Like, I guess I know what, like, you know, shit would taste like. Like, I'm guessing it tastes like shit.
I would think so.
Okay. I'm saying the butthole scratching. Like, you know that that's what it is.
Well, hear me out on this. Now, like we said, established earlier, I'm pretty sexual. So something that I enjoy doing. Like, there's really no limits in sex when you're with me. Like, let's fucking, let's do this.
Except for buttholes, I bet.
Well, hear me out. If it's on the menu, I'm not opposed to, you know, eating a butthole or two.
No, I'm saying your butthole.
Okay.
My butthole's off limits.
Where I was going with this is like something that I enjoy doing just to test how legit are you freaky. I'll put my fingers, in a chick's vagina.
Sure.
Vajayjay.
Sure.
And then my fingers are now going to go into your mouth. I want you to taste yourself.
Right.
So is that chick going to put her finger that was in your ass in your mouth?
That'd be a no.
If she did it, would you literally stop? Seriously, the Kraken. I want you to be dead serious. Like, she's hot. Like, she's got, like, a prominent dick. Okay, because I'm guessing that's what you like at this point. Like, hands like, I don't know, a lumberjack, okay? Yeah. So
Michael, I wouldn't want it to be, like, a female. She'd have to be a strap-on, right?
Okay. She has a receding hairline. Okay? She has strong jaw structure.
Right.
I mean, I'm talking beautiful, like... As handsome as a man can be.
Right, like...
So you're talking like dodgeball type Russian chick.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking...
All right.
I'm talking Johnny Depp with the muscles of... Who am I going with here?
Christian Bale.
Looks like that. Looks skeevy.
Skeevy?
Stingray, whatever the hell your name is. I like a beautiful woman. I don't want some manly, masculine
woman. Let's say it's Kate Beckinsale, okay?
She's hot, by the way.
Right, obviously. No, let's say normal woman, because, I mean, obviously, Kate Beckinsale, it's all on. I don't care what she's doing. A normal woman sticks her hand in the Kraken's rear end.
Okay.
And she goes...
The Kraken's happy at this point.
Right, obviously. And then she's like, taste it. Are you saying no?
If I did say no, would she still continue to play with me, or would that be, like, the deal breaker?
I don't know. I feel like the deal breaker was when her fingers went in your Kraken hole.
Well, I feel like that was a deal starter. I
mean, nope. I'm blowing this shit up right now. I'm calling bullshit, okay? Because 2 weeks ago, you told me a story about a herpes woman, okay?
Yep.
We're talking about this right now.
Mm-hmm. Right? I remember this story.
Her fingers were in her vagina and went into your mouth.
Okay.
You may or may not have herpes right now. That better not be my rock star, you disgusting motherfucker.
It was for a split second. We were in the car. She stuck her fingers up inside her. And then she quickly put it in my mouth. But I quickly backed away, then I spat out the window as quick as I saw.
Well, we can't tell too many stories, because I want the Kraken to come back. Because I have a feeling that people are going to be like, I want to know what's going on with this rapey son of a bitch.
Okay. For one, I'm not rapey.
Okay, let's ask some questions first.
I'm really not.
You're 100% rapey.
What? I am not rapey.
You are very rapey. It's fine.
Michael, I look rapey. Well, no, I don't. I don't want to say I look rapey. But I'm definitely not rapey.
That's fine. You look very rapey.
I think I'm a pretty good looking guy.
You look like Ben Stiller in the fucking Starsky and Hutch. Was he in that movie?
Right. Yeah, he was. But more rapey.
I have been told that my haircut looks like the haircut a guy would get just before he kills himself.
Right. Yeah. I see that. Yeah.
You look like you have a problem with authority, and you may or may not shoot up a school.
Right.
Or also a theater. Public officials.
Yeah.
That is definitely not me.
Okay.
You know what? I am 100% quality nice guy.
Awesome.
I just have some sexual fetishes, but I'm definitely not that kind of guy.
Let's call into those.
Well, no, we can't. Too many.
Okay.
But, like, I will ask you this. How much would it take for you to have sex with a woman with a penis?
Like a strap-on or like a real dick?
No, like a real man penis. A legit number. Like, I'm saying, like, if
like
we...
Like, I'm dressed up very...
How about, like...
If we pull that money today...
Michael, how about, like, a Paradise Bakery card?
I'm being dead serious.
Where you get a free cookie?
Yep.
Okay.
You know what? I want two cookies, though.
Because I will do this if we set this up. So I want to know how much would it take?
For me to have... You can't put a price on my self-respect, Michael.
I want a price.
So, it'd be like a chick with a dick. Basically, a hot dude that's got some surgery done with a dick.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I do have a lot of credit card debt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Everybody does. 33% of America.
So
fun fact.
I mean, I could get all my credit card debt just wiped out.
Nobody's gonna pay all the credit card debt. You're having sex with a tranny.
But I'm gonna get some.
You're gonna get some of it. Yeah. Like, give me an actual number, like a real
$10,000.
$10,000, really?
You think I'd go for less than that?
I feel like if I give you $500, you'd be like, all right.
I feel like you're fighting with your actual sexual orientation. Yeah. Like, you don't want to be gay because you don't like what maybe society defines us gay. Like, I don't have a problem with gay dudes. I know a lot of gay dudes.
Me too.
In jail. But
stop it.
Exactly. You got it down. It sounds so natural coming out of your mouth.
Right.
So that's not the first time you've heard that.
Talk, okay. Talking about celebrities, you said, so basically a hot dude. Tell me right now, who are some dudes you may or may not have sex with if you're in a room with
them? Okay. I want to make this very clear to our viewers. I do not find men attractive.
Listeners, it's fine.
Yes, listeners, thank you for correcting me.
You don't like men, but you like things in your ass.
Yes, right. I don't like men, but I like things in my ass. But, I mean, I feel like a lot of dudes won't, I mean, they won't obviously openly admit it, but they like, I mean, I know quite a few guys that have had prostate massages and have liked it.
Okay, well, that's another thing. How did that conversation come up? You like things in your butt? I do. Is that what happened?
Yeah, I feel
no,
like,
I mean, I ease into it, Michael.
Yeah, like,
give me an example. Like, talk to me. Like, talk to me, like...
Okay, so we'll be, like...
No, talk to this guy. I want to hear this.
You know, I'll be talking with whatever girl I'm with at the time. I'll be talking, and, you know...
No. This is Skylar. You said another man. So ask Skylar, do you like fingers in your butt?
Do you like fingers in your butt, Stingray?
In no way, shape, or form do I like anything in my butt. I'm halfway not content with things coming out of my butt. I'm uncomfortable shitting.
So for $500, if Michael was to stick his... You wouldn't let Michael stick his fist in your ass for $500?
Fist? I have a big hand.
I feel like you could force it in. You're pretty strong.
I have a size 13 shoe. I mean, I have a very large hand. Have you tried a guy?
No, Michael.
How would you know? Don't give me that argument.
Because, what's the difference between a penis and a dildo?
There's zero difference.
Exactly, which is why Kraken. We believe that you're...
No, that neither, just means
little,
I like... That just
bi-curious.
Means...
It's just a little bi-curious.
But, Michael, but okay, even if I am bi-curious, it's just I'm curious with other elements of my sexual orientation. That doesn't mean I necessarily find guys attractive, because I do not
I'm
find
not
guys...
I'm not saying that.
You can't get off with a naked girl.
Right, that's what we're saying.
I know I can, but I don't find guys attractive, all right?
What gets you off? Like, what is it that
well,
you
I mean,
can
I can't...
See?
Okay, I have to, like, I have to be... I have to have a chick tie me up and dominate me for me to get off. But like, and if a girl doesn't know what she's doing and she's like laughing and stuff because she's like, this is like, oh, this is so strange and new to me, I can't get off to that. Like, I need a girl that's like really good and into that shit for me to get off. Like,
true or false, your mom beat the shit out of you as a child?
False.
Okay, so I'm not understanding like how this type of fetish just like comes.
Right, it just like pops up.
One word, crack him.
Fair enough. Okay, fine.
I don't know. I've tried to dig deep, like, and find the roots of my weirdness.
Sure.
You know, but even my therapist was like,
yeah.
Should this be a next session conversation?
It should, actually. You know, final question. What do you do on your free time? With your free time, what do you do?
Besides masturbate?
How many times did you do that today?
Oh, it just depends, you know, like.
What's your max?
Seven.
Oh,
what's your max?
My max? Yeah.
That's my record.
Max.
That's my record, though.
Probably six or five.
Six or five. Okay, mine's four.
Okay.
I remember doing four, and my balls hurt for a while.
Okay.
And that was when the wife left.
Do me a favor. All give right. us a website plug.
Yeah. Give a little plug to a website you like.
Yeah.
Divinebitches.com.
Kraken.
Well, shit. That was another fucking good episode. I liked it.
Yep.
Hopefully our listeners did.
You know what? If Deep V was a fantasy team, we'd win every fucking week.
Hopefully they liked it enough to where they fucking follow us. You know where they can follow us at?
Where?
Facebook. Just go ahead and look up Deep V.
Just type in Deep V.
Our Gmail is officialdeepv@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then our Instagram is officialdeepv.
That is correct.
Yeah. So go ahead and follow us. Do what you got to do. Stalk us. Google the whole nine.
Stalk us.
Yeah. I like that. I like stalkers. Until then, DJ Royce Acapo, let this bitch ride out. We'll